This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick at New York's Belmont Stakes. Tomorrow afternoon, Smarty Jones will try to become the 12th winner of horse racing's Triple Crown. The horse has already won the Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes. Tough as it is to win the Triple Crown, some racing fans want to saddle Smarty with an even heavier burden, the burden of breathing life back into the sport. Day to Day's Mike Pesca went to Belmont Park to see if racing really needs saving.
A lot more will be riding on Smarty Jones than 126 pounds of jockey and saddle in tomorrow's Belmont Stakes. There's a whisper in the air about the future of the sport, a whisper that can be easily heard at the nearly deserted racetracks across the U.S. For six of the last 8 years, the Triple Crown has been on the line in the Belmont. Because of that, ESPN horse racing analyst Hank Goldberg has grown used to the question, can this horse save racing?
It's a question that's asked every year. Last year, could Funny Side save racing? You know, War Emblem save racing? The movie Seabiscuit was going to be the savior. You know, it was absurd. There's always going to be a savior for horse racing. You know what? Racing's not doing so badly.
Andy Beyer is the horse racing columnist for the Washington Post.
If you look at the betting totals, I mean, horse racing is at its all-time peak. You know, a lot of newspapers and media always do articles on the decline of horse racing, and they send people out to a track like Pimlico or Belmont on a weekday, and the stands are very sparsely populated, and it all looks pretty grim. But the fact is that there's millions of dollars flowing into those tracks, betting pools from sources all around the country. The old idea of going out to the track and sitting in the grandstand for 5 hours and, you know, and watching the day's card is really passé.
The fact is, more than $15 billion was wagered on horse racing last year.
Brad Free is a columnist for the Daily Racing Form and author of Handicapping 101.
The face of the game has changed because of simulcast wagering and because of the internet. It's not the game that it once was, but believe me, it is as healthy and as invigorating as always.
Betting parlors and online betting have done for track attendance what single bars and online dating have done for church socials. So while low turnout at the track doesn't tell racing's whole story, it does hint at a few underlying problems with the sport. For one thing, racing is driven by great horses, and these days, horses' careers are frequently cut short because more money can be made by having them work their magic in the breeding shed rather than on the racetrack. Another problem is that when horse racing was at its zenith, there were only two places a person could legally gamble, the track and the state of Nevada. Now that gambling is practically everywhere, there's competition for the betting dollar. A little more than 4,000 spectators showed up to cheer, or more frequently curse, their horses at Belmont Park yesterday. While that attendance figure might seem paltry, consider that the handle, or total amount bet, was over $8 million. Tomorrow, over 100,000 people will show up for a chance to see history, and almost $100 million will be bet, all told. A Smarty Jones win will give a huge boost to the sport of racing, but the business of horse gambling might not need it. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.